Aircheckdownloads.com.
On AM, digital radio, and online. This is the home of Ian Roberts at breakfast. This is Manchester's Piccadilly, Magic 1152. News.
A two-minute silence has been held to remember our servicemen and women.
This is Magic, with the best of the 60s, 70s, and more.
Hello, baby!
It's time for DLT's 12 o'clock rock.
Mr. Ray, ball of fire!
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock, we're going to 12 o'clock, rock, we're going to 12 o'clock, rock, we're going to.
Can you whistle that high? Or is it just him?
How's that?
Well, that's good. I can't get that high. Right, that was 12 o'clock rock, which on the softer side of things, because it was a bit of a smoocher. Where or when? Dion and the Belmonts, and of course, Johnny Ray, who was so popular, it was unbelievable. But he's a great voice. Johnny Ray and Just Walking in the Rain. Now, we've asked you if you want to have any dedications in this final hour to anybody who may be currently serving, as well as in the older wars. Please do just give us a call on 0845-113-2222, and we'll try and get a mention in for you. Now, you've got a couple there, haven't you?
Yes, Elizabeth would like to mention her nephew, Matthew Thompson, who's currently in the US Army. He's been to Iraq and Afghanistan. And also Tracy would like to mention her son Aaron Clark. He's currently in the Royal Navy in Africa, and it's his birthday on Thursday. He's going to be 25, so happy birthday.
Ah, that's nice. And Brenda wants to remember her dad. That's Ronald Tatchell, who in the last World War managed to earn himself a Gold Cross. And in fact, he captured, amongst other things, I guess with his friends, 15 German tanks. That's some going as well. So Brenda remembers dad, Ronald. If you had any more little requests, mentions, just give us a call. 0845-113-2222, and we'll do our best to include you during this final hour of today's DLT show. This is Orleans.
Dance with me.
Dance with me from Orleans. 30 minutes past 12 o'clock. Hope you're enjoying yourself today. There's more good things still to come your way, so whatever you do, stick with us. And if you have a dedication that you'd like to make regarding the fact that it is today Remembrance Sunday, then you can call us on 0845-113-2222, and we'll see if we can get you on the air. Huey Lewis and the News and the Power of Love. Okay, we have a couple more mentions now for people. First of all, I want to say Teresa. Thank you very much indeed. Teresa has phoned up, and she simply wants to say hello to all the mums and dads who've lost their offspring in the war, both men and women who've been lost in the war. So, Teresa, thank you very much for that. That's very thoughtful. And Walsham Walker was Irene's dad. He was in Montgomery's 8th Army in Africa, and Irene wishes to remember him. And I think you've got a couple there as well, haven't you?
Yeah, Des would like to mention his cousin twice removed. That's Christian Mangum, who's currently in the Yorkshire Regiment. He's just come back from Afghanistan. And also his father, Mick Fisher, who was in the First World War. And I had a call from Dennis, who wants to mention his son, Lee Cronin, who's just back from Afghanistan after 6 months and now in Germany. He's got the Queen's Commendation Medal for Valuable Services.
Oh, wow, that's great stuff. Thank you. Keep them coming, and we'll try and squeeze them in before the end of the program.
I never thought I'd miss you.
Madness, it must be love. We're going to be back with Gladys Knight and the Pips in just a moment, so whatever you do, stay right where you are.
This is the DLT Show on Magic.
With Yours Magazine, the read of your life every fortnight.
David Travis Show.
Bush Bougie Bougie from Gladys Knight and the Pips, followed by, of course, Wicked Picket, the Wicked Wicked Picket, and Mustang Sally. Well, we're just under half an hour left on the programme, and I know you've got a couple of dedications there, haven't you, Mark?
Yes, one of them's from Jerry, who would like to remember both his grandfathers, his father, William Charles, and his three uncles, who all fought in the First World War. Mm. And also Anne, who wants to remember her dad, Tommy Templey. He was the youngest of 13 children and served in the Royal Navy for 9 years on the Dido. And Dee's on the phone as well, with her very own.
Hello, Dee.
Hello.
Hi. What can I do for you, Dee?
Right. I would like to have Stephen Boot remembered. He was a young man from Trenton on the Wirral. He was killed a couple of years ago in Afghanistan by an insurgent posing as an Afghanistani police officer,
yeah.
Him and several others. I also have a poem which reminds people of what Hoppy is all about.
Oh, that sounds
right?
Like a good idea.
Okay.
Yes. Thank you.
It goes as this. Some were buried in the churchyard, some just where they fell, with no marker to declare their place of rest. The poppy, it grows where it was never sown. This is God's way to mark their place of rest. And that's it.
That might be it, but that was very sweet. Did you write that poem?
I did. Well, with a little inspiration from someone else, in a song about the English Civil War. But I wrote for permission to use it on a banner which now hangs in our local British Legion.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, Dee, thank you very much for that. It's appreciated.
Okay.
Thanks a lot. Bye. Whoa. Well, wasn't that a lovely poem? From Dee, that was just superb, wasn't it?
It was, yeah.
It was lovely. I thought that was very sweet. The records that we played there, of course, were, first of all, well, you might not know that that apart from Roy Orbison singing on Crying, it was also K.D. Lang, unmistakably beautiful voice, and that was followed by Jim Croce with Time in a Bottle. So the last segment of today's DLT show is coming up in a moment, so I would recommend that you stay right where you are. We'll be back in a flash.
This is the DLT show on Magic.
With Yours magazine, the read of your life every fortnight.
Al Stewart and On the Border. 13 minutes to 1 o'clock is the time. We are live with the DLT show every Saturday and Sunday from 10 until 1 o'clock. Not only me, but HRH as well. Still in good voice, aren't you, son?
Oh, I am. I am.
Oh, yes. He's saving his best bit for the goodbye at the end. Canned Heat. Going up country. Oh, well, we're just about at the end of the programme. Marcus Palomas.
You've made it.
No, I didn't make it. Somebody else did. I just put the music in. Oh. Somebody else made it. No, I know what you're saying. So, have you enjoyed yourself today?
I have. It's been a good show.
Yeah?
How about you?
Yes. Very good. Nice stories from people as well on a rather special day. And are you, you're sad to go now, aren't you? Because you only come in on odd occasions to help me out, don't you?
Yeah, I don't know when I'm going to be next. I do know what I'm going to be doing after the show, though, which I've just remembered about.
You've just remembered?
I've just remembered.
Go on, then.
Just remembered what? It's my brother's birthday and I must go and ring him.
Aha!
Sorry.
Yes, you do not want to forget that.
No.
Well, at least this proves to your brother that you did remember.
I'm going to say I've been busy working.
Well, you have been busy working.
Yes, I have.
It's not a fib. It's an absolute truth. You can't get away from it. Anyway, I thank you very much indeed for all your work, for coming in at the last minute and spoiling your weekend.
And what I haven't spoiled my weekend. What's today got in store for you, then?
For me?
Mm.
Oh, I'm going to go and lie down in a minute.
Oh,
yes. That's my bit done. Come and get it. That's Bad Finger. Well, my friends, that is it. That's a lot for today. Thank you very much indeed for listening in. It is a rather special day, but I can't help thinking that this day should be remembered on all other days as well. Not just on Remembrance Sunday. So for those of you who have anybody from your family who's currently abroad or in, you know, in some sort of a situation with the Army, the Air Force, the Navy, I wish you well. I really do, and I hope everything turns out right. So that's it from the show today. Thank you very much indeed for listening in. As usual, we know you have a choice, and you chose to listen to Magic. So, wise person you. But there comes a point where we have to say goodbye. This is where he's building up to it now. You're building up, aren't you,
Sam? Don't build my part. I'll only let you down.
Say a big goodbye. Go on. Goodbye.
Oh. Who let Kermit in the studio?
Oh, yeah. Have you petered out already?
Goodbye!
Oh.
The show is over now.
Oh yes, it's finished.
Our song is dying. This is the end, my friend. There isn't any more.
Now it's time.
Thank you very much indeed for joining us today. There's a lot more to come your way here on Magic, so stay with us. And do have yourselves a very great week and a very safe week as well, all right? Take it easy. There could be icy patches around and who knows what's going on. Just take it nice and easy and we'll catch you next week as usual from 10 till 1 on Saturday and Sunday. Bye-bye.
DLT Show on Magic.
With Yours Magazine, the read of your life every fortnight.
Aircheckdownloads.com.